Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined here today as we get our update, monthly update here on NBAF. We've got NBAF Partnership Development Director Marty Vanier in studio. Marty, thanks for being here.
Happy New Year, Brandon.
Happy New Year to you. And also Dr. Ken Burton, NBAF Coordinator for USDA APHIS. Thanks for being here.
You bet. Good morning, Brandon.
All right. I'm glad to have you guys both in studio here today. Do you, first of all, have a good holiday?
Absolutely.
Great holiday. Yeah. You bet.
Well, it's right back to the grind of things here today. I know a lot of people are back to work here, and I don't think we really get back to normal until about Monday. But yeah, it's been kind of a crazy week here with the holiday being the middle of the week. But I know December was a busy month for you guys there at the National Bio and Agri Defense Facility. Tell us about some of the meetings you had.
Well, I'll let Ken start with some joint meetings that we had, and then he and I can discuss another meeting, another big event that we did with Kansas Department of Agriculture.
Sounds good. Thank you, Marty. December, early December, was a good chance for leadership from the MBAF leadership teams to get together to just do a double check on where we're at on planning. The leadership from the DHS team, USDA, APHIS, and ARS group, and the construction team got together and looked at the progress on the construction, made sure that we were all on the same page as far as different deadlines that we had set up, and just was a good chance to get together and had 3 days of meetings to dig deeper into the weeds on a lot of the things that need to be done, and it gave us a really good opportunity to plan ahead for the next few months as well as for the next years.
And so 2019 is going to be, we're going to see some more progress here. I know this is kind of a years-long construction process going on with NBAF.
Well, yes, you won't see much progress, but there will be a lot of progress. The building is just about finished being enclosed, so there won't be quite as, you know, there won't be all the cranes and trucks and all those sorts of things rolling in and out that people are used to seeing. But what that means is that now on the interior of the building, a lot of the large pieces of equipment are going to be installed. They're doing the finishes on the laboratories and the animal rooms. Cabinetry will come in. They'll start to build out the offices. A lot of the, the super large pieces of equipment actually were in very early, but more of the room size and tabletop size equipment will start coming in, and understanding how that works and what those pieces of equipment are and what we need to have and when we need to have it was part of the focus of the meeting that Ken was talking about in December, where we had all of the teams together. It was a way to look at the construction schedule versus the operations schedule versus, you know, equipment installation versus hiring versus, you know, commissioning the building, starting the run-up to make sure everything worked. So it was a really, really important meeting. There were a whole lot of people here. We probably had a couple dozen people.
Yeah, in and out through the days. And one of the, you know, one of the things, like Marty said, construction is ongoing, and you may not see the changes that are going on inside, but along with construction, now what you'll see over the next year or two is the operational stand-up is beginning to progress. And so those are things also that you won't really see, but yet there's a lot of activity going on behind the scenes.
And I think you mentioned a little bit about, you know, hiring and such. Are we going to see more people coming on board here in the new year as well, especially through USDA?
Yeah, particularly over the next two fiscal years, we'll definitely see more people coming in. Right now, we're bringing in people for the IT side. We're also bringing in for the systems operators to operate the utility plant and to learn by following up with the construction operators on how to run the facility and how best to maximize their efforts. So you definitely will see some more faces starting to show up around town.
Well, that's good news to, you know, any community always welcomes economic development here, and that's certainly part of it here within when you're adding new jobs. And It was kind of fun to just see that that part of the equation coming together here.
People have been waiting for that, you know, for quite a while now, and so it'll be a real nice thing to see these new faces coming in.
Approximately how many new jobs do you anticipate filling here this year?
This year, right now, we're looking probably somewhere around the range of 100 jobs between AFIS and ARS. Not all of those will be particularly in place here in Manhattan at that time, because there are some jobs that will begin in other places so that they can continue to do their work because NMBF wouldn't quite be ready to support their areas of expertise, but yet they'll be on board and eventually will come to Manhattan.
I think one of the interesting things about this whole process is that there's construction going on, but at the same time, there's research going on there as well, correct?
Well, there's not research going on in NBAF yet.
Okay.
They're still doing research at Plum Island because it has to continue to run until NBAF is ready to go, particularly on the diagnostic side. That has to be a 24/7 operation. So until NBAF has been fully fitted out, fully commissioned, has achieved all of the approvals and permissions that it needs to have a lot of these disease agents on site, it won't be doing anything, and we can't stop the diagnostic part. So it'll be a little while before there's actual research. That will continue on at Plum Island. USDA also has a facilities in Ames, Iowa, so there's work going on there. There is some manner of preliminary NBAF research that's actually being done on the K-State campus, but the very NBAF-centric research is still probably 3 or 4 years away.
Okay. Thanks for clarifying that. I appreciate it. So those December meetings in the books here, I guess looking ahead, do you have some more meetings planned here in January?
Well, not yet.
Okay.
We're a little bit, we've had to slow down a little bit because of the partial shutdown. One thing that I've been asked a lot in the last couple of weeks is about construction. Construction is, in fact, going on. We received all of the money we needed to do construction a couple of years ago. So we're not waiting on that money. That money's in the bank, and we can draw on it. One of the things, and I think it's a credit to the two agencies and the fact that they've dealt with other shutdowns in the past, there are always plans in place to deal with a shutdown and determine what functions are essential, what functions are not essential, to determine what personnel need to continue to work, what personnel go on furlough. And as it happened, there are plans in place to allow the MBAF construction to go on and to allow particularly DHS to have their constant overwatch on that construction. So I've talked before on the show about all of the incredible planning that's gone on and all of the collaboration that goes on between the DHS staff here who are watching the construction and are working with the construction manager, are dealing with contracts, dealing with change orders, dealing with problems that come up during day-to-day construction. There is a plan in place in which we still have a handful of staff on site working each day, carrying on those functions each day, with the construction manager, so that there won't be any hiccups in construction. There won't be any work stoppages. Problems can still get solved. Contracts can still be managed. All of the collaboration can still happen. It's just happening with a smaller staff right now.
Okay, gotcha.
And Brandon, as Marty mentioned, with the construction side, operationally, because of that collaboration and planning, all of the deliverables that were due before the end of the year from USDA, from DHS, were met and turned in, in the plenty of time. So everything is still moving forward.
Okay. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back on In Focus, have more with Marty Vanier and Dr. Ken Burton when we return. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.